33. According to a renowned French scholar, the growth in the size and complexity of human populations was the driving force in the evolution of science. According to a renowned French scholar, the growth in the size and complexity of human populations was the driving force in the evolution of science. According to a renowned French scholar, the growth in the size and complexity of human populations was the driving force in the evolution of science. Early small communities had to concentrate all their physical and mental effort on survival. Their thoughts were focused on food and religion. As communities became larger, some people had time to reflect and debate. They found that they could understand and predict events better if they reduced passion and prejudice, replacing them with observation and inference. They found that they could understand and predict events better if they reduced passion and prejudice, replacing them with observation and inference. They found that they could understand and predict events better if they reduced passion and prejudice, replacing them with observation and inference. But while a large population may have been necessary, in itself it is not sufficient for science to germinate. But while a large population may have been necessary, in itself it is not sufficient for science to germinate. But while a large population may have been necessary, in itself it is not sufficient for science to germinate. Some empires were big, but the rigid social control required to hold an empire together was not beneficial to science, just as it was not beneficial to reason. Some empires were big, but the rigid social control required to hold an empire together was not beneficial to science, just as it was not beneficial to reason. Some empires were big, but the rigid social control required to hold an empire together was not beneficial to science, just as it was not beneficial to reason. The early nurturing and later flowering of science required a large and loosely structured, competitive community to support original thought and freewheeling incentive. The early nurturing and later flowering of science required a large and loosely structured, competitive community to support original thought and freewheeling incentive. The early nurturing and later flowering of science required a large and loosely structured, competitive community to support original thought and freewheeling incentive. The rise in commerce and the decline of authoritarian religion allowed science to follow reason in the 17th century Europe. The rise in commerce and the decline of authoritarian religion allowed science to follow reason in the 17th century Europe. The rise in commerce and the decline of authoritarian religion allowed science to follow reason in the 17th century Europe.